Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins, Piper here. This broadcast is live. This is not a rebroadcast. It is Thursday, September 18th. I got things taken care of today that I had to take care of, and consequently, I am able to be here. I wasn't sure if I would be here tonight. In any case, ladies and gentlemen, have a lot to talk about. We'll, of course, get to some phone calls later, I hope. I always say that we'll get to the phone calls, and then I jabber. But in any case, I sat down this afternoon and read through a stack of magazines and newspapers and was inspired or intrigued or I don't know what you want to call it by some of the things I read, and I want to talk about some of those things tonight. Incidentally, you know, I wish I could talk with some authority about economics and the situation that's going on in this country today, but, you know, it's kind of interesting. Here the government, you know, just a few years ago, Joe Biden, the Democratic vice presidential candidate, helped spearhead legislation making it very difficult for average Americans to file bankruptcy. You know, Joe Biden represents the state of Delaware, which is where a lot of major corporations, including the big banks, have set up shop for business purposes. And, you know, this guy's never met a bank he didn't like, you know, and of course that's why he wants to screw over Americans who have to turn to bankruptcy laws for their salvation. But in any case, here we have these major Jewish-controlled firms. Yes, I'm sorry I said that, but that's indeed what they are. AIG and Lehman Brothers, you know. We have the government stepping in, you know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know enough about economics, folks, to talk about it intelligently, so I won't talk about it. But I just think there's a certain irony there. Certain irony there. You know, leeches and parasites always kill their host. Guess that's what we have going on here in this country. Well, I am pleased to say that although I continue to get emails, frantic emails from people saying, haven't you heard Sarah Palin is Jewish? There have been a few people who've been doing some research on it. No, her great-grandfather wasn't Shmuel Shmigel from Lithuania, whose name was changed to Sheeran. No, her ancestry traces back. Irish-American ancestry tracing back to Minnesota. So don't believe that phony story that's circulating out there that Sarah Palin is Jewish. No, I mean, if she has Jewish blood, it's not the Jewish blood that's supposedly detailed in that story. And incidentally, a lot of people have asked me if the website where that story first appeared, tbrnews.org, is associated with the Barnes Review. No. The Barnes Review website is barnesreview.com, barnesreview.com. The Barnes Review, incidentally, if you don't know it, is a bi-monthly history magazine published here in Washington. It's a good magazine. If you want news, I should say, well, there is news in the Barnes Review, but it's primarily a history magazine. It calls itself a magazine of nationalist thought and history. A lot of good articles from all points in history, trying to bring history into accord with the facts. In other words, history is not what we necessarily know to be facts. A lot of lies in history. All right, well, that having been said, we are going to the break, folks. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Interesting item in the Washington Post today. I don't know how much coverage it's gotten outside the Washington press. It's certainly something that does deserve coverage regarding the anthrax affair. Now, as you all know, for a long, long time, there has been evidence suggesting that a Jewish scientist, Dr. Philip Zack, was responsible for that crime, all during the time that this Mr. Hatfield was being badgered by the FBI and the Justice Department. Well, of course, they finally cleared Hatfield and gave him a big payoff. But in the meantime, another suspect was dredged up, this Bruce Ivins, who died reportedly by suicide. Some people doubt that. Maybe there is evidence to suggest he did do it. Maybe there's evidence to suggest, that is, commit suicide. But needless to say, he is dead, and the official version has more or less been that Ivins was the guy who was responsible, and when they were closing in on him, he killed himself. Well, that still hasn't resolved the issue in the minds of a lot of people who don't think that Ivins was guilty. And what's very, very interesting is that Senator Patrick Leahy, whose office was one of those that received the nasty letters. Kind of a strange way of describing anthrax letters, one of those that received the nasty letters. He has said that he doesn't think that Ivins, if he was guilty, acted alone. Senator Leahy has been very circumspect about it. doesn't going in any details, but he did tell the director of the FBI at a hearing yesterday, if he is the one who sent the letter, I do not believe in any way, shape, or manner that he is the only person involved in this attack on Congress and the American people. I believe there are others involved, either as accessories before or accessories after the fact. I believe that there are others who can be charged with murder. I suspect probably Senator Leahy doesn't want to mention that a prime suspect could be a Jewish American, because, of course, to indicate that a Jewish American was behind a false flag attack, which was trying to be blamed, obviously, on them evil Muslims, would be a little bit difficult politically. But, of course, that's probably the case. Obviously, we have yet to find out the final story. We probably never know. We'll know the final story, but rest assured that Senator Leahy knows about Philip Zak. I am absolutely confident of that. Kind of interesting. Also, of course, we should note again for the record that even Bruce Ivins, who was a Catholic American, strange turn of phrase, a Catholic American. Bruce Ivins, who was a Catholic American, apparently was very worshipful of the Jewish people and wrote at least one letter to his local newspaper in Frederick, Maryland, attacking Muslims, this would tie in with the fact that the letters that Ivins ostensibly or supposedly or purportedly sent said things like, what did it say? I don't know. To hell with America, down with Israel, Allah is great. Something along those lines, evidently, obviously designed to make it appear as though one of them evil Muslims sent it. But in any case, it's very, very interesting that Senator Leahy is turned into a conspiracy theorist, and I'll bet you the senator would never, ever consider himself that. But, in fact, now that he's raising questions, that's exactly what he has become, a conspiracy theorist. I mean, he's questioning the government, and don't forget, questioning the government's a very bad thing. I mean, after all, Senator Charles Schumer, that wonderful Jewish American senator from New York, actually once introduced a measure to curtail quote unquote anti-government conspiracy theories. Yeah, folks, he did. Yes, amazing. He actually did that. I've talked about it on this show. Well, for those of you who are bored with hearing about Sarah Palin, don't get too bored too fast, because you're going to be hearing a lot more about her. But poor, dear, sweet Sarah has gotten kicked out of a rally that the Jews are organizing in New York to protest against Dr. Ahmadinejad, the Iranian president, if indeed he does arrive in the United States to speak at the United Nations General Assembly this coming week. Hillary Clinton apparently got upset. Hillary Clinton was invited to speak at this rally. And she apparently got upset to find out that Sarah Palin had also been invited to speak at the rally. Well, the organizers disinvited Sarah Palin, and Hillary Clinton personally withdrew. The group which is organizing the rally, it's a conference of presidents of major American Jewish organizations and a whole raft of these warmongering anti-American groups. I find it shocking that an ostensibly patriotic American like Sarah Palin would have even been willing to lend herself to an anti-American rally. Why do I call this rally anti-American? Because these Jewish groups, and yes, folks, they are Jewish groups, not just Zionist groups. Don't get wrapped up in this, not all Jews are Zionists and not all Zionists are Jews. These are Jewish groups, an array of Jewish groups that call themselves Jewish groups, that do indeed represent vast numbers of the Jewish people in America and are supported by vast numbers of Jewish people in America. They organized this rally against Iran. They want Iran stopped. That's what they say. They want Iran stopped. Well, to stop Iran will require war. And they want the American people to support them in their war against Iran. If Israel does it, that is going to draw the United States into it. And Sarah Palin says, you know, we shouldn't second-guess dear little Israel. Well, let's face it, folks. That's the Jewish line. You can't second-guess Israel. Sarah Palin is pimping the Jewish line. She's a pimp. Sarah Palin is a pimp, ladies and gentlemen. A pimp for Jewish propaganda. And it is Jewish propaganda, ladies and gentlemen. Jewish propaganda against the Iranians and the Iranian people and their government, because they just don't like Iran. They don't want Iran to have nuclear weapons or even nuclear energy. Israel wants a monopoly on nuclear weapons in the Middle East. And Israel's supporters in this country, both Jews and so-called Christians, like warmongering sweet Sarah Palin, are joining the forces trying to stop Iran. And that's the terminology they're using. It's kind of funny. There's also a new group that supposedly it's going to focus solely on the Iranian nuclear threat. And former CIA director James Woolsey, who is not Jewish, but who is tied up very thick with the Jewish kosher conservative network that some people call the neoconservative network. Woolsey is one of the co-chairs of this. And what's interesting is this group, and this is what Forward Newspaper says this week, ladies and gentlemen. Jewish groups, while aggressively pushing for more pressure on Iran, have been eager not to appear as the only ones driving a hawkish agenda against Iran. Now, it says here that major Jewish groups are going to support this new group from the outside. In other words, folks, in other words, what we have here is a Jewish front. And yes, it is a Jewish front group. It's pretending to be what's calling itself United Against Nuclear Iran. It's described as a broad-based coalition. What, in other words, folks, what they're going to do, what these Jewish groups are going to do, this group doesn't even want to talk about who's funding it, of course, and we know who's funding it. What a joke. They're going to drag up a few Christian shills, probably a few Muslim shills, probably a few Hindu shills, and probably a few Buddhist shills, probably even drag in one of these phony Catholics like this operator out of New York, this woman who's sole purpose, it seems, she converted to Catholicism and became a nun, and now she's a big advocate for Jewish interests. They're going to drag up people like this and call this their broad-based coalition. Well, these people are a bunch of warmongers, ladies and gentlemen. They're anti-American, because anyone who wants to get into America into a war that is not in America's interest is anti-American. Anti-American. They are enemies of America. And again, I repeat myself here, the fact that Sarah Palin was even willing to lend her vast popularity and credibility to a rally in New York, alongside Hillary Clinton, no less, the very fact that Sarah Palin would do that leads me to say, with great sorrow, that it appears as though Sarah Palin is anti-American. Well, we're going to be going to a break here in just a few seconds, but when we come back, I'm going to tell you about an amusing advertisement that the Republican Jewish Coalition is now putting out. Very, very interesting, folks. Okay, we are going to the break. And if you want to call in here, I guess you can go ahead and do so. We'll have time for callers, I do believe. The number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartavite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartavite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Yeah, if you're a supporter of Israel, I hope, and I hope I haven't offended you by my comments here tonight, but you know how it is. Well, here is an advertisement. I'm going to read the whole thing to you because it's just so damned entertaining. Full-page advertisement in Washington Jewish Week, and I'm sure it's appeared in many, many other Jewish publications around the country. It's a big picture of Pat Buchanan. It's kind of funny. He has his right arm out with a thumbs-up sign. But, of course, you know, it's kind of an implication of his right arm, as in the Hitler salute. That's obviously why this picture was selected. Buchanan in black and white, and then a smaller color picture of Barack Obama. Probably some unintended racism there on the part of these Republican Jews. The headline reads, "Concerned about Barack Obama? You should be. His dangerous views on Israel have just been endorsed by Pat Buchanan." The article, or the advertisement reads, "Senator Barack Obama has an admirer, political commentator Pat Buchanan. Both have a history of being dangerously wrong on issues important to Israel. Buchanan, a leading anti-Israel voice in American politics, said recently his position on Israel is a lot closer to Barack Obama's." Dangerous. That's in boldface letters, by the way. Buchanan praises Barack Obama for wanting to meet personally without preconditions with leaders of Iran to resolve differences with the United States. I think Barack is right. We ought to talk to the Iranians, Buchanan said. And in boldface letters, the word reckless. And what does Pat Buchanan think about Senator Obama's pro-Palestinian rhetoric? They quote him. Frankly, Barack Obama is right to say the Palestinian people have got a terrible deal over there and their suffering ought to be recognized. That's Obama's position. It's my position. Parenthetically, I might add, folks, that's the position of every civilized human being, but be that as it may. The advertisement goes on. The Anti-Defamation League says Buchanan, quote, publicly espouses racist, anti-Semitic, anti-Israel, and anti-immigrant views, unquote. Yet, Buchanan calls his views on Israel, Iran, and the Palestinians the same as Obama's. Wrong. That's in bold letters. Here we go. It wraps it up in big, bold, black letters. No pun intended there. Pat Buchanan says he shares the same views on Israel as Barack Obama. Those views are dangerous, reckless, and wrong. No, those views are right, right, right. What can I say, folks? It goes on and on and on and on. These people, I'm telling you. The Department of Defense has notified Congress of a potential sale to Israel of 1,000 smart bombs capable of penetrating underground bunkers, which would likely be used in the event of a military strike on Iran's nuclear facilities. Your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen, will pay for that. Your tax dollars are paying for those bombs. Your tax dollars are paying for those bombs that are going to get the United States in another war, a needless, hellish, dangerous war. It's going to be much worse than anything we've seen in Iraq. That's what our tax dollars are going for, ladies and gentlemen. We need a revolution in this country. And let me say it, if it has to be bloody, then my God, you know, maybe I should say, by God, it will have to be bloody. Because the thing is, the people who are misruling this country through their control of the media in this country, which makes or breaks a politician, which counts the votes. Yes, the media does count the votes in our elections. People who are misruling this country don't give a damn how many people are slaughtered in pursuing their agenda of global rule. So you know what, folks? Maybe we can't do it. Us common folks can't do it. You know, we're not going to be able to do it. That's why we have to hope and pray that some gutsy people in the military finally say that they're not going to take it anymore. No more of this crap out of these Jewish families and financial groups that control the media and who use that media to get us into these wars and use that media to control our elections and bully Congress. We need our military to stand up and take down the troublemakers. God, let us hope that it happens. And you know, the American people will support the military if the military moves. We've been told to support the troops, and yes, we will support the troops. We will support the troops when they arrest Edgar Bronfman. We will support the troops when they seize control of the New York Times and Fox News. We will support the troops when they take Rupert Murdoch into custody. We will support the troops when they arrest George Bush and Dick Cheney and Richard Pearl and this whole horrible crowd. We will support the troops. I keep telling my friend, the big shot lawyer, support the troops. He wants to support the troops when they take this country back. And I hope to God that they do. All right, we're going to a break here, folks. Your time to shine. Why don't you call in?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Here at republicbroadcasting.org. Okay, I'm moving a little slow tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Just a bit tired, but that's the way it catches up on you. Usually the middle of my week is like my weekend, because I actually do a lot of my work on the weekends. Get a lot done. Anyway, folks, we have a couple callers lined up here. Going to go first to Arkansas with Robbie. Robbie, how are you?
Doing fine. This is the first time I've listened to your show, and first let me identify myself as an unorthodox right-wing Christian zealot homophobe.
Okay.
With that being said, I'm What I'm about to address you is based upon what I've solely heard tonight, so I can't go off of what I've heard in the past because there is nothing, so I'm judging you solely on this.
Okay.
First of all, I'm no Zionist. However, what you're doing, though, by speaking Jewish, 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 is I think you're playing right into their hands, because the people you are talking about, yes, they were born of Jewish parents. However, these people are not of a Jewish faith. Rather, these people are humanistic, Satanists. They're communist Marxist types. So the ideology
Robbie, slow down for just a second. Now, I appreciate your point of view, and I'm not going to argue what you just said, but I would like to point out to you that what you have just said will lead people like Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League to condemn you as being anti-Jewish, because he does not believe that his point of view is Satanist. Now, as I say, I'm not arguing with you about what you have said, but I'm just pointing out to you that what you have just said, if you had a radio show here on this network and put forth that point of view, Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League would say that you were anti-Jewish. But anyway, continue. Go ahead. Robbie dropped off, ladies and gentlemen. We did not cut him off. We dropped him off. And it's kind of interesting. I've never heard that exact point of view expressed before in that particular context. Basically, what Robbie was saying, as I understood it, was that by my criticizing the Jews, I'm playing into their hands. Well, now let's analyze that for a moment, folks. If we don't criticize the Jews for their misdeeds, and I don't mean, of course, all Jews, and I think anyone who listens to this show knows what I'm talking about. Okay, Robbie is back. I'm going to go ahead and bring Robbie back up. Robbie, yes, I'm glad you're back.
Yes, I lost you there. I went over a hill, but I heard your response as far as the
ADL. Robbie, hello? Robbie?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, did you hear what I said?
Yes, as far as the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League.
Yeah, now see, Robbie, now I made another point while you were off the air. I was saying I found your call very interesting, and I'm glad you're back because, see, here's the thing about that, Robbie. I'm not including all Jews in this, but I am including all Jews who support the Jewish groups that carry out these tactics that get America into these needless wars that are not in America's interests. But see, the problem is that they do identify themselves as Jews, and they put these opinions out in Jewish newspapers that go out to the Jewish community. And you very seldom see letters to the editor in these Jewish newspapers telling these Jewish leaders that they're wrong. So I can only assume that they're going along with this point of view being expressed by so many of their leaders. Now, you had another comment. Go ahead.
Well, and what you're saying is correct as far as, and that is also the same thing that happens in mainstream Christianity, whereas the pastors and the big leaders, they go along with the same things as well, and most people don't speak out against it. So does that mean that all Christians should be judged as mainstream Christianity? And so
good point, okay? You're right. You're right about that, and in fact, I think, if anything, I think more and more you're seeing in the United States and really around the world a lot of people who would consider themselves Christians who are disassociating themselves with these big quote-unquote mainstream churches and quote-unquote mainstream leaders. You know, more and more people are, you see more and more independent churches popping up, and even within the Catholic Church, you see the traditionalist Catholics separating themselves from the quote-unquote mainstream or Orthodox Catholic Church. So, yeah, no, you're right.
And
I can't
and let
you
me.
That.
What my original point is that I wanted to get to where I was pointing out that these people are not actually Jewish by faith. And what I'm saying is, and understand me completely as I say this, what you are doing plays right into their hands when you say Jew, because they are really not Jewish. However, what they will do is take what you have said and use it as a means to pass laws such as hate speech laws, this and that, and they will use what you have done as an attack against the small Jewish people, the ones who are not involved in it.
All right.
And it plays right into their hands instead of identifying it as a humanistic Marxist type of mentality rather than a mentality of a particular group of people,
you know,
and lumping them all in there.
Here's the thing, and I appreciate your point of view, and I understand what you're saying. I mean, I'm not actually disagreeing with the foundation of what you're saying and where you're coming from, but you got to look at it this way, Robbie. If I were going out to speak to the general public, now most of the people that listen to this show, for better or for worse, are familiar with a lot of the ins and outs and a lot of the nuances of the things that we're talking about here.
Absolutely.
But if I went out to the general, if there was a rally of 1,000 people here in downtown Washington, D.C., and I said to these people, I got up there and I said, okay, folks, these Marxist humanists are trying to get us into a war with Russia, or a war with Iran, or a war with Russia, for that matter. That would get kind of confusing. But if I point in the direction of where the trouble is coming from, and it is coming from groups that do call themselves Jewish, and that do purport to represent people whom they consider to be Jewish, and who do in fact consider themselves Jewish, whether or not they're really Jews, or whether they're atheists or Marxists or what have you, it gets a little bit confusing.
Well, that's because the mainstream public is dumb.
What's that?
That's because the mainstream public went to a public school.
Yeah, we actually agree more than we disagree, I think, here, Robbie. But like I said,
I'm just disagreeing with your approach that you're taking it on. If someone were an extreme conspiracy theorist, they could take this and say that basically what you're doing, you could be a Mossad agent saying these
things.
Well,
many people,
and it's a
many people do say that.
And it's a false flag operation, what you're saying for the Mossad.
Many do say
to
that.
Get these hate crime laws passed, this and that.
Well, you know, but here's the thing, you know, but the other side, and in fact, many people do say that I'm a Mossad agent, that I'm working for the Jews and this and that. I mean, it's been said 1,000 times, but here's the problem. If I were to curtail speaking out as I do, then who would be there? And I'm not the only one, but let's just say all the people who talk generally as I do, just generally as I do. You know, if all of those people suddenly stopped speaking out, then the other side would win a victory because there would be nobody speaking out.
Well, I guess what I'm saying mostly is call us, I guess the term, call a spade a spade. Call it what it really is and don't call it what it's dressed up to be. And if the public is dumb, that's their fault, not yours.
Well, yeah, and it's their fault and our problem. Well, listen, Robbie, I appreciate your call. Call in again sometime soon. All right, interesting call there, ladies and gentlemen. We didn't exactly agree, but I don't think we exactly disagreed either. All right, let's go to Idaho with Wes.
Hello, Michael.
What's going on up in Idaho or in the world?
Well, she was born in Idaho, but didn't spend much time here. But this Sarah Paulin, been looking at her fiscal record. When she took over as mayor of the city of Wausau in Alaska, it was, the city was flush with no debt. When she left, it was $20 million in debt.
Ooh.
And just some of the expenditures were redecorating the mayor's office once or twice. sound like a woman, does it? it's on the net. Reading In Defense of Israel by John Hagee. It's kind of hard to read. It's kind of infuriating. Every other page is a Jewish fable. $6 million on the Holocaust, but he's got a page here of great Jewish contributions to society. He's got Paul Warburg, founder of the Federal Reserve banking system. Can you believe
that?
Okay. Well, Can you believe here we've got a so-called Christian pastor that ought to know laws against fluctuating means of exchange, you're not supposed to have a diverse weight and measures in your bag, and laws against usury, and here he is putting up Paul Warburg as one of the great contributions in society.
I tell you what, if he really believes that, I'm going to start praying for him.
Yeah, page 101, in defense of Israel, beside Hershey chocolate, I guess that's another great contribution of Jewish society.
But wait a minute. But, you know, I'm sorry to disappoint him. Milton Hershey wasn't Jewish.
Well, he's got it in here that he was.
No, he wasn't.
Okay.
That goes to show you. That goes to show you, at the very least, how reliable this guy is.
I might go through a few more in here. William James Sidis, smartest man on earth with an IQ of 250 to 300. I never heard of him.
I never heard of him either. I've known a lot of smart people, but I never heard of that. I never heard of him.
And he's got Salk, Jonas Salk, and Albert Sabian here as great contributions. I don't know how familiar you are with.
Well, Catholics and Mormons and even dispensationalist Christians have done a lot of nice things for the world too.
Absolutely.
You know, even dispensationalists and Muslims and Buddhists and Hindus. Yeah, I mean, you know. I mean, I wonder if he's going to put up a page for everybody else. I doubt it very much.
But Salk and Sabian, in my mind, are two of the great killers of people in the world. But he's also got Sigmund Freud in here. You know, the man that promoted the idea that everything is based on jealousy of.
Listen, there's no accounting for taste. Wes, listen, I got to move on here. We have John Stadtmiller with us. John, come on up.
How you doing, Michael?
What's going on, John?
Well, I don't know. I was listening to that gentleman that called in. Unfortunately, he was in a dead cell zone and he had to drop off, and I'm glad he called back in. I understand and appreciate the point that he was making, and I can also understand and appreciate the point you're making. But when people are first-time listeners to this network and just happen to catch you, then we got a lot of Jewish listeners to this network, by the way, that have stuck around long enough to find out.
I hear them call in periodically.
Yeah, and that stuck around long enough to understand what we're saying. I understand what he's saying, that, you know, when you identify these people as being Jews, which they're really not, I mean, they're about as Jewish as a navel orange, you know, but they parade themselves around as being Jewish. You know, to break that paradigm, I mean, I don't know, if I did a data search on the ADL site for you, Michael, how many times would your name pop up?
Actually, not that many.
Really?
Well, Believe it or not.
You do a search on my name, it doesn't come up at all, and I'll tell you the simple reason why, is because they know, we know the difference. And the last thing that they want to do is draw attention to anybody that it can tell the difference between somebody that has Jewish blood or a Jewish faith, however you want to look at it, is it a race or a belief system? But that and versus Zionist.
Well, you know, John, it's kind of funny because I was just reading an article today or yesterday. Gets to be a blur. Even in the state of Israel itself today, and not just today, but really in the last 25 years, there is a very contentious argument as to, quote-unquote, who is a Jew, question mark. I mean, there's bitter fighting within you know, even Jewish circles as to what constitutes a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into this question of whether it's race or religion.
Right.
So it's a thing that if those who call themselves Jews can't settle it for themselves, you know, it's kind of awkward for the rest of us to try to figure out who's right and who's wrong, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you what I like to do. We, in American Free Press, we reprinted some years ago a speech by Rabbi Weiss of the anti-Zionist Neutra Carta group. And when people are criticizing me for criticizing Israel, I'll say, well, now, wait a minute. You say that the Jews are God's chosen people and that Israel is God's favorite nation. Well, now, here's a rabbi who is very much Jewish who opposes the state of Israel. So right. I always say, which Jews do you support?
Right.
The Jews who support Israel or the Jews who don't support Israel? And you know, the people get this kind of blank look on their face.
Well, and there was a meeting a couple of years ago, and you were there, the AFP. It was an honorarium. It was a pretty big gathering that was up there. And the rabbi, Dovid Yisrael Weiss, showed up. And he was very gracious. And it was kind of interesting. There were people there that didn't like the idea that this Jewish rabbi was there, but missed exactly what this guy was saying.
Well, John, I don't need to tell you we have a break coming up,
yeah.
So stay tuned. Stay on the line, John.
Okay.
All right, folks, stay tuned. Yeah. More when we come back.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping up the hour here. We have John Stadtmiller on. John, you were about to make a point about Rabbi Weiss's appearance at the AFP conference.
Yeah, and this guy, the NKUSA group, have been in the streets of New York for I don't know how many years. They show up in their traditional garb. And, I mean, quite a sight, with all carefully printed placards that the press could read and photographers could click. And it would be absolutely, I mean, it would absolutely be clear to anybody what these people are saying and the message they want to get across. 10,000 of them every single year saying, we do not support Israel. Zionism is not a good thing. And this is in the heart of New York. And not one photograph ever shows up in any publication, major publications. Not one news story doesn't show up on CNN or Fox or MSNBC anywhere. And if the people in this country were able to see that and start asking the intelligent questions, then they would start to understand. But instead, I mean, it's like the redheaded stepchild you want to keep kicking in the closet, that, oh, you people are anti-Semitic. No.
I tell you something, too, John, which is not a matter of public record. I've mentioned it, I think, on this show. Some of the people from the Nutra Carta group actually provided Liberty Lobby some very important behind-the-scenes tactical and informational support when Holocaust survivor Mel Mermelstein was trying to shut Liberty Lobby down in the courts. And, of course, our own lawyer, Mark Lane, for many, many years, was Jewish and a very big critic of Israel. And it's funny because so many people absolutely raised hell when Mark Lane came on board as Liberty Lobby's attorney, strictly because he was Jewish. They couldn't get it through their thick heads that Mark was not only an anti-Zionist Jew and a very outspoken anti-Zionist Jew, but he's also a major critic of the organized Jewish groups in this country, like the Anti-Defamation League and the Simon Wiesenthal Center and all these other power groups. You know, here's a guy, he's a straightforward, down-the-line, civil libertarian, and I'll tell you, if I had to be in a foxhole in a wartime situation, and I had to choose somebody to be there beside me, I would take Mark Lane because he is a real street fighter in every sense of the word. And he's about as Jewish as you can get.
Well, they must be a self-hating Jew on social media.
Yeah, so they say, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they say, exactly. Yeah. That's what they've thrown at Mark Lane, and they've thrown that at other people like Dr. Alfred Lilienthal. Great old guy. He's up in years now, but he's still doing what he can in the fight. He was back in 1948, he wrote the article, "Israel's Flag Is Not Mine," which was actually published, believe it or not, in Reader's Digest. A great article.
Well, I love all Jews. The conservative Jews, the Orthodox Jews, Orange Jews, Grape Jews, I love them all. Hey, thanks a lot, Michael. I appreciate it.
All right, John, good to hear from you.
Take care.
All right, well, folks, we are wrapping up the hour here. Apologies to Art and Keith. We can't bring them up tonight, but we will be here tomorrow night and many nights in the future, God willing. And thanks to Robbie for Arkansas for his interesting call. Like I say, I think we probably agree more than we disagree, but it's probably an argument or a debate that's never going to be settled, because even as I said, the Jews in Israel can't decide who's a Jew. And that's a pretty contentious fight when you get into a family fight. All right, I hear that music playing. You know what that means. Have a good evening, folks. And, of course, thanks to John and Sandra Stattmiller for making this hour and this whole network possible.